Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The Jewish holiday of Sukkot may not be well known outside of the Jewish faith, but as Dana Washington, an assistant professor of English at Lock Haven University, explains, it has a connection to Thanksgiving.
At the end of an email message this September, an international student told me that it was Korean Thanksgiving that weekend. As I wrote back and wished him a happy holiday, I began thinking about another Thanksgiving I have celebrated all my life, the one that falls almost 2 months in advance of American Thanksgiving. Sukkot, or Sukkot, celebrated on the 15th day of the month of Tishri, is one of the three traditional pilgrimage festivals that required Jews in biblical times to travel to Jerusalem. Over time, it became a celebration of the harvest, and later, a commemoration of the ancient Hebrews wandering for 40 years in the desert. The eight-day holiday is known in English as the Festival of Booths, Sukkot, which begins this year on October 12th. Mayflower historian Caleb Johnson suggests that the pilgrims, looking for a biblical reference that would allow a day of Thanksgiving, found it in Sukkot. Every Sukkot, many Jews spend time in a sukkah, a temporary shelter with a roof of greenery which must allow rain and starlight to pass through. In suburban New York, my congregation used evergreen boughs. In North Louisiana, bamboo. And in central Pennsylvania, some of us use corn stalks. The walls are decorated inside with fruit and vegetables hung from the beams. Shaking a lulav made of three types of branches and sniffing a fragrant citron are worship practices unique to Sukkot. My student's note reminded me that many cultures set aside a day to express gratitude as a community, or to at least be mindful of the harvests that sustain us and the roots from which we came. We are all dependent on the bounty of the earth. To all those fortunate enough to celebrate such a day twice every year, L'chaim.
That was Lock Haven University's Dana Washington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. I